Department, good morning.
Dick Rustin, please.
One moment.
Thank you.
Hello, is anybody away from the desk? Can he call you?
Yes, this is Mr. Martin. We missed connections again. He returned my call earlier.
What is your name, please?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
M-A-R-T-I-N.
Right,
Are you returning his call?
Well, yes, I called. He returned mine, and then I'm calling again. I'm in room 710.
Room 710.
Right.
Are you reachable for a while?
Yes, I will be. For the next, hour.
11:30? Before 12:30?
Yes.
I'll leave the message.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Corporate relations?
Mr. Kelly, please.
May I say who's calling?
This is Murphy Martin.
One moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. Kelly.
Yes, I'm Mr. Martin. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty fair, thanks.
I thought I would touch base since I was in the city to see if any further deliberations had been given, and if so, what the outcome.
Yeah, matter of fact, when you called, you sort of jogged everything here, because I hadn't heard back from our attorneys.
Uh-huh.
You know, I presented the whole thing to them, told them, you know, what you were hoping to do.
Right.
And, you know, trying to seek their advice on whether it's something we can or can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So, your phone call, you know, just jog my memory to go after them again and say, hey, where's my answer?
I see.
So I would hope to hear from them, you know, fairly shortly on, you know, where the heck it all stands. There's so much litigation pending on the, as they say, our acquisition of Goodbody.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole lot of similarities to, you know, the indemnification we received and what Mr. Perot received.
Uh-huh.
And that whole area is what worries me. Maybe I'm repeating what I told you the last time. But that's
right. Well, of course, I do not want to get, it's not my purpose to get into anything that would evolve and, you know, around the pending litigation, but rather Mr. Regan's reflections on on Ross and
right, well, the thing I want to determine is that he wouldn't also be asked for those same things on a witness stand sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
It's amazing what people do when you appear in print.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure I get that all cleared up.
Fine. Should you get word any time in the next couple of days, Mr. Kelly, I am at 265, well, at the number you have there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And let me hear from you, and I plan to be back in a couple of weeks. And
okay.
If we cannot get together this trip, then perhaps we can
the road. Now, I double-checked on Mr. Regan's schedule, and it's still all, it's just terrible between now and the trip that he has to take.
And that trip was in October?
Well, he has a trip in October, and he's got one the end of next week.
Mm-hmm.
So between now and probably the whole month of October, his schedule is just, you know, completely jammed.
Very good, then. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Hello?
Mr. Martin?
Yes?
Richard Rustin of the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, Mr. Rustin, I am doing research, putting together a biography on Ross Perot.
Mm-hmm.
One important phase of his life, which has been quite interesting, but one important phase was his venture or adventure, I'm not sure which, into Wall Street. And I was wondering if I might be able to visit with you at some time and
a publisher.
Beg your pardon?
A publisher.
I do not have a publisher yet. I'm not that far along.
Who's advancing the money?
I beg your pardon?
Who's advancing the money?
The guy in the money at the moment is myself. I cannot stay that way too much longer, granted.
Mm-hmm.
But at this stage it is. By way of background, let me tell you a little about myself.
Well, that's my next question anyway.
What's
your first name, sir?
Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And until a couple of years ago, I was in journalism. I spent 5 years here at ABC, you may or may not recall, from 63 to 68. I co-anchored the news with Bill Butel back in those days.
Yeah, I thought the name was familiar.
And then I became a roving correspondent for them. Then I went back to Dallas and anchored there until a couple of years ago, and I formed a little media consultancy business. And all the while, I got involved. My exposure to Perot initially came as a newsman in Dallas early in the days of EDS. Then later on, on an assignment from my station, I got involved in his POW efforts and made those trips with that. And then, of course, sitting in his backyard there, was interested, could observe, and started making some notes and decided that I would like to do this thing and plunged off into it. And that, in a nutshell, kind of gives you my background.
Well, who'd you work for down in Dallas after you left ABC?
WFAA, that's the Dallas Morning News Station. I was with them, as a matter of fact, prior to going to ABC. I went with them in 59 and was with them until 63 in February when I went with ABC. Then I went back to them. It was kind of the round-robin effect, coming from that area, coming here, and then going back to that area.
How long did you stay there at FAA?
All told, geez, 59, 63, four, 8 years total.
Well, I mean, from 68 when you went back, when did you leave FAA?
72. In June of 72.
Since then, you've been doing what?
Well, I went with, I freelanced in the commercial area for a while. Then I anchored an afternoon news block for a radio station, KRLD.
I have a long-distance call waiting.
Thank you. And then in January, I put together this consultancy firm, and I've been doing seminars and that type thing since that time. And then, of course, as time permits, research on this project as I got more into it.
Well, can you tell me what the point of approach of the project is on Pro?
Well, the point of approach is just biography, the man's life.
Uh-huh.
And I've roughly, at the moment, I'm operating under eight different phases of that. His early life, of course, back in Texarkana, Texas. Uh-huh. And then at the Naval Academy. And then at IBM, his IBM days, then forming an EDS, then the Wall Street adventure, then the personal, and finally the humanitarian things such as the POW and the Boy Scout, those type things.
Well, I want to think it over, but I just want to tell you, I never met the man.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to him on the phone a few times,
mm-hmm.
so to speak once. But he and I have never sat down eye to eye and talked.
I see.
So I don't know how good I would be for you anyway, even if I decided to do it.
Well, I thought that you probably, from digging out material, and particularly from the journal, you had a keen insight into all of that adventure. And that's one of the reasons that I, because of that, and in reading the material of the various people written about that, I thought that I'd know it, from my point of view, would be very helpful.
I have long distance waiting for you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, well, where will you be reached, or where can you be able to be reached?
I'm going to be here, as I now planned, until Friday, and I'm at the Windsor Hotel.
Yeah, I have a number up
there. Right. Mm-hmm. And I will be here until Friday, and after that time, let me give you my home phone in Dallas,
okay.
If I may.
Okay, I'll get back to you one way or the other. If you don't hear from me by Friday, you can give me a call.
Very good. Mr. Rustin, thank you so very much.
The news department?
Mr. Rustin, please.
One moment.
Thank you. Mr. Rustin?
Yeah.
This is Murphy Martin again.
Yeah.
I got your message.
Yeah.
If I interpret this, I can't... That you will not be able...
That's right, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I was hoping to be able to visit with you a little and get some background from you.
No, something like this where it was a very difficult series of stories in the sense that we always try to be fair and objective on this thing. And I'd rather just leave it at that rather than, than give any type of characterizations one way or the other, or, even on a background basis. It shouldn't be construed that I feel one way or another about the man or his operation. It's just that I'd rather stick with what we had in the paper and leave it at that, because that was, an effort and an exercise in trying to be fair and objective and face of a very difficult situation, as I'm sure you realize.
Mr. Ruston, should you have a change in thought, you have my home phone number there. I would appreciate hearing from you, and perhaps a bit later on when I'm next here, I will give you a call and just check with you in case there's been a change.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye now.